Got a secret?
Here's a secret for you.
Can you keep it?
This is a good one.
Nope.
Omaha Secrets, 402-962-9898. Spicoli and Meg Mornings on Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
The highly anticipated, most wanted Omaha Secrets. If you got a secret to spill, get it off your chest. Get one step closer to scoring $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge, 72nd and 370. That's right behind Starbucks. When you're there, tell them you want those famous pit rolls. That's the barbecue-style egg rolls with the barbecue drizzle. Fire!
What a great idea. I love fusion. I love fusion dishes where you combine two different cuisines into one. Enjoy
so
that.
Yes.
Enjoy that very much.
They also got that sweet 98.5 secret sauce that hits different. As a bonus, kids eat free on Thursday night, so you win today, go tomorrow.
Yeah.
That cornbread, it's cake.
You always say it's like cake.
It's cake.
And I've never liked cornbread, so a couple times I've eaten there, I never got the cornbread, but now I'm convinced that I need to try the cornbread.
You have to.
Because if that's coming from you...
You're cheating yourself if you're not.
If that's coming from you, I believe it. Mr.
Omaha
No Carbs over here.
Secrets. A judgment-free zone. You can remain anonymous. We'll give you that celebrity name. Like, how about this one? Pamela Anderson out of Gretna. Spicoli and Meg, I had a baby 3 weeks ago. Congratulations.
Nice.
My husband has been great with our newborn. He's changing diapers, feeding the baby, but there's something he's doing that I'm not into. Since I take my shirt off to breastfeed, he now feels like he needs to take his shirt off to hold the baby too. He says it increases intimacy and bonding, but I see the baby trying to latch onto his hairy chest. And it weirds me out. I think it's so creepy and it confuses our baby.
That's really funny. I've seen videos on TikTok of this happening. It's just like the skin to skin, right? I mean, you're a dad.
Yep.
You had to do that in the hospital.
Definitely a newborn thing
newborn thing.
The skin to skin.
Yeah,
I
skin
would say,
to skin.
Come here, little baby. Give me some skin.
Give me some skin, baby. Yeah. So like that's not the weird part. It is the funny. Like I've watched it before with my friends' husbands. Like, oh, here's I'm rooting around for the nipple and here it is. And it's the wrong one. It's pretty funny though.
Oh, here's an Omaha secret coming in.
Okay.
Accidentally saw my girlfriend's phone password.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It was her ex's name, Marcus.
Oh, no.
When challenged, she went red and said it was because it was easy to remember.
Oh,
my name is Joe.
Oh, no.
Looking forward to single life again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's easier to remember, Marcus or Joe?
Well, I guess it depends on which one was more memorable.
402-962-9898. Omaha Secrets. You can call or text them in. You can remain anonymous. We will give you a celebrity name. And remember, we're going to find a winner today. $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge with Spicoli and Meg Mornings on Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
402-962-9898. This is your chance, your moment to take home $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge.
Yeah.
72nd and 370 behind Starbucks. Their food is fire. We want to hook you up. $100 can get you a long way there.
It sure can. It's delicious. Go on Thursdays. Kids eat free. Really stretch that $100. Absolutely.
This is from Lindsay Lowen in Lincoln.
Okay.
I work as a receptionist in a vet's office. When somebody's pet is being put to sleep, we light a candle to let everyone know to be quiet and respectful. There was no dying pet yesterday. I was just hungover.
Oh my gosh! No!
What is
wrong with you? Wow. Do you think okay, so did anyone question it at work? Was someone like, did we put someone's pet down?
I don't know. Lindsay Lohan was hungover.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Bart Simpson in Ashland.
Uh-huh.
I got invited to lunch with the big boss last year. I told him how 80% of the work was done by 20% of the people, and we'd be better off without most of the team.
Oh no.
He agreed. 6 months later, I was one of the many, many layoffs as part of the efficiency drive.
Oh no. That's crazy.
Danny in Omaha. I helped my girlfriend quit smoking a few years ago by training her parrot to say, smells like cancer. Smells like cancer.
No.
Followed by a fake cough every time she lit up a cigarette.
Wow.
Thank you, Jelly Bean.
Dude.
Jelly Bean the parrot.
Parrot shaming someone. I mean, I guess that's a funny way to do it. We got another text on the line. Anonymous person wanted a celebrity name. And so we're going to go with Timothy Chalamet. They said, I convinced my entire job that I'm no longer going to grad school so I can surprise them with a 2 weeks notice. I hate everyone there so much.
Wow. Let's go to Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins, you're up on Omaha Secret. Spill it.
You know how when somebody keeps snoring and
it's annoying. You can't get to sleep. So I've tried different things like hitting him with a pillow, yell, roll over. I had the peppermint spray. I thought, oh, I'll put a little squirt of that above, you know, it makes you breathe better. And it kind of worked a little bit. So it stopped so I could get to sleep.
So you just doused him with peppermint spray.
Well, kind of not right. Like in the face, but by the face.
And so you do this every night and he has no idea?
If he's snoring.
Yeah, you keep a secret stash underneath the mattress.
It's by the bed.
I need a gallon of this for Andrew.
It's safe.
My wife will do it and I just plug her nose.
She's like, oh.
But maybe this idea might be a little bit more effective.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary Poppins.
That's so funny.
402-962-9898. It's Omaha Secrets. You can remain anonymous.
Yes.
We'll give you a celebrity name. And remember, we got to find a winner right after this. $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge.
That's right.
Will your secret be the one that takes it over the top this week? We got much more with Omaha Secrets right after this. Stay close.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
This is your chance at 402-962-9898 to come clean. Say it with your chest. If you got a secret, you can call in, text, remain anonymous. We will give you a celebrity name. Winner today receives $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge, 72nd and 370.
So you can try all of the things, the cornbread, the secret sauce, all that stuff. We got another text coming in from Jennifer Aniston. She said, my sister and I got bored one night and decided to drive by my boyfriend's house, called it intuition. There was a car in his driveway. His excuse didn't match up, so we looked in his windows and caught him red-handed with another girl. We left him with 3 flat tires parked behind her, so she couldn't move her car. I called him the next day so he can pay me his car insurance, which was in her name. He drove his bike to my house. He rode his bike to her house to give her the money. Then I broke up with him and canceled his insurance. And there was that was over a decade ago. So she said, "Don't judge me."
I'm not judging.
Hilarious.
But I am kind of judging because you know how I've always said this for years and years. Don't go after someone's car. It's so much work to get fixed up.
It was
repaired.
A lot. Well, you know what? I think he deserved it. So I'm gonna side with Jennifer Aniston and go, you know what? I'm glad she went all Carrie Underwood on him. So
when that song came out, that changed the game.
It did. Don't mess with us.
Women are like, fine, it's acceptable. If Carrie Underwood sings it in the car, it's fine.
Cheat on me, I'm gonna screw you over.
Let's go. We got Marilyn Monroe in Omaha. My husband cheated and left me for another woman, as you would say, Spicoli. Big dummy.
Big dummy.
Didn't realize his email still popped up on my laptop. So yesterday, an itinerary for their trip popped up in an email. I followed the link, deleted the whole trip.
Canceled it?
Then deleted the email. I just wish I could see his face when he finds out.
Oh my gosh. Well,
probably a rough morning for him.
Gotta separate those accounts, man.
See, I approve of that one. That's not going after his car.
How is that? Okay, how is that any different?
It's not going after his car. I only have one rule.
What if it was a non-refundable trip? You still cost him money.
Doesn't
it's the same concept.
Doesn't bother me.
Same concept. You're still spending money to fix something.
Marilyn Monroe, you're clever.
It's hilarious.
Let's go to Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit. What is your Omaha secret on Spicoli and Meg Morning Suite 98.5?
So for my daughter's first birthday, we spent it in the emergency room. She actually got a hold of a bottle of prescription pills.
Oh, no.
And shaking it around like a rattle, it got open and we found her with a mouthful. Well, not a mouthful, sorry. Her mouth was covered in white powder.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of pills were they for?
Epilepsy pills.
No!
Oh my gosh.
For like humans or dogs?
For humans.
Oh my gosh.
So she was chomping on them like it was Tic Tacs or something?
She actually did not eat any, just got some of the powder around her mouth. But I've never even said that out loud. My wife and I have never told a soul.
Oh, my
gosh. Right. You know why you don't tell a soul? Because people, bad parents.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put them up high.
Yeah. We don't.
Terrible
this is judgment.
No.
You know, but
judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone on Spicoli and Meg Mornings.
Stuff
and things happened. I'm glad she's okay.
Yes.
Fred Durst,
thank
you just
God.
Won $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge.
Hey, no way.
Yes way. I don't think you're a bad parent. I don't.
I don't think so either.
Look, kids get into anything and everything.
Kids find a way. Kids find a way. So judgment-free, man. And we're just praising God she's okay.
But I got to know this. What did the doctor tell you?
You know, they gave us a nice lesson. Make sure that you keep them out of reach. But
yeah, well, did they call CPS?
No. We actually called poison control very first thing. So everything got, you know, it was well documented the whole way through.
Well, Fred Durst, enjoy Pit Barbecue yes. Lounge. A hundo on us. Don't forget, kids eat free on yeah. Thursdays. We're so glad your little girl is okay.
Kids eating solid food, so make sure you give her a good meal. Oh, my Lord.
We do Omaha Secrets every Wednesday where you can just get it off your chest, express it out loud. If you've been holding it in, just say it.
Yes.
Judgment-free zone.
We'll get it. We'll get you, you know what, we'll get you hooked up and we'll clear your conscience all at the same time. That's what we do here.
So we'll do it all over again next Wednesday. 402-962-9898, around 825, powered by Pit Barbecue Lounge.